The old elderberry, American elderberry. These are funky, but look at the fruits. Wow. These get like rangy. This is going to be like a weaver, kind of like the rose. They'll reach into the other plants. That's what they're going to do. If you've seen elderberry in the woods, you've seen that. Average to somewhat wet, not dry soil, but also not soaked soil. It's that whole mystery soil of like moist, fertile, well-drained soil that you read about in the magazines. Where is that stuff, right? You have to make it. You have to make it. But with our native plantings, we are matching plants to soil. That's why I'm telling you the kind of soil that it likes. That's sustainable gardening. That's working with natives. What kind of soil do I have? What plants grow there? That's the trick. Full sun to part shade. Don't get the cultivars. Don't get the cultivated varieties. There's a really pretty one that has purple foliage and a really nice pink flower, but the birds don't like it. It doesn't fruit. And it dies like after 3 years, it doesn't work. So, but it's cool. It's really cool. Mine died like 3 times and then I would cut it back. It would come back and then it finally croaked. But this was somewhere warmer than where you guys are.